朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
我记得在77年，我跟师母接受这个挑战和邀请来到这个教会的时候。
I remember back in 77 when Mrs. Lee and I took up this challenge to pastor this church.
其中有一个很重要的一个原因。
One of the staple reasons.
因为当焦元连牧师跟我们分享交通的时候。
Was that when Pastor Stephen Chu shared with us.
他告诉我，他说我们教会需要你来帮忙。
He said, our church really needs you to help out.
我说你不是在那边侍奉，你为什么还要找同工呢？
I said, aren't you already serving there? Why do you need more co-worker to help you?
我记得非常非常的清楚，焦牧师对着我非常诚恳地说，李弟兄，我有一个很强的负担，想要回东南亚还福音的债。
And I can recall vividly, he replied that, Brother Lee, I have a deep burden for missions work in Southeast Asia.
真的，当我跟他讲话的时候，好像看见他的眼睛在那里闪闪发光。
And I could see the gleam in his eyes.
我不会忘记他心里面的那一个负担，他那样的一个意向。
And I can still not be able to expunge this memory of meeting him.
77年到现在。特别是在我的心里面一直有一个负担，我很羡慕有一天能够踏上焦牧师的后尘。
And I have always been wanting to aspire and emulate Pastor Chu in this fashion.
在1990年2月，我曾经第一次在讲台上告诉弟兄姊妹，我们有这个去做宣教士的负担。
In February of 1990, I shared with you and hinted at this our calling.
那当然，我觉得那个时候时机不对。
Of course, back then, it wasn't opportune.
因为我觉得91年底新堂建好以后，有许许多多的事情，我必须负责任的去做。
Because I realized that after the church had been constructed at the end of 91, I still had a lot of obligations.
特别我知道从91年开始一直大概要到94年，我们有相当重的经济的责任。
And I realized the deep financial responsibilities that we have from 91 to 94.
弟兄姊妹，我们晓得我们要当时盖这个礼拜堂，我们凭着信心，大家同心的要盖一个可以坐差不多900人的一个教会。
And of course, a lot of us can remember we had a lot of faith in building this church that would have the capacity for 900 people.
以三四百人的这个力量和负担来负责900人的一个教会，当然是很辛苦。
And of course, it isn't easy for 300 people to shoulder the burden of 500 people.
如果按照神继续的恩待这个教会，我们相信到了94年、95年的时候，这样的一个压力会慢慢慢慢的过去。
And if God continue bless us as He has always been, this burden should alleviate in 95 and later.
所以师母跟我们花了很多时间分享、交通、祷告、寻求。我们就决定要在1994年的年底，我们就被教会差派去做宣教的工作。
So Mrs. Lee and I, after much prayer, we decided that at the end of 94, we would go as missionaries.
一方面，我们定94年年底，因为94年10月教会有25周年的庆祝。
The reason for setting that date is because at the end of 94 we have the 25th anniversary of this church.
那么我盼望能够把25周年的一些感恩的活动，能够跟弟兄姊妹一起庆祝完了以后，到11月的时候，在拆船年会的时候，能够被拆到我们的宣教的工厂。
So after we celebrate the 25th anniversary and afterwards and the annual missions conference, we can be dispatched as missionaries of this church.
教会的拆船年会。
In our missionaries conference,
我记得非常的清楚，在11月20号那个礼拜五的晚上。
I can still recall vividly the evening of November 20th.
我坐在前面听王继雄弟兄讲道。
I was sitting in the front listening to Brother Wang.
我曾经跟大家说过，我说看到一个过去听我讲道、向我讲道的时候，我心里面的感触的那种震撼。
And I shared with you how that his message had moved me.
那天晚上，当他问说有谁愿意把自己奉献给主的时候，请你站起来，我在我的位置上站起来。
And when he made the calling that night and asked who was willing to commit himself, I stood up.
后来回家我才知道师母在那边也站起来。
Only after arriving home did I find out that.Mrs. Lee had stood up on the other side of the sanctuary.
我看见圣灵一直不断地在我们夫妇身上工作。
And I witnessed the working of the Holy Spirit continuously in our lives.
因为我们所看到的不是一个地方教会而已，我们所看到的是整个神的国度。
Because what we see is not just a local church, but it is the kingdom of God.
弟兄姊妹，有人以为做宣教工作很刺激。
Some people may think that missions work is exciting.
很好玩，很有冒险性。
It is thrilling. It's full of adventures.
但弟兄姊妹不要忘记，95年我要离开这里的时候，我那时候已经55岁了。
But let me remind you that when I leave in 95, I will be 55.
55岁要去经历这种第一线的这个事工的学习。充满许多的挑战，也不是一件容易的事情。
For a 55-year-old to confront the challenges on the front line is indeed not an easy task.
但是从去年11月开始，有两个字一直浮现在我的脑海里面。
But since November of last year, there are two words that kept coming back to haunt me.
中文是两个字，英文大概是一个字哈，就是榜样。
Okay, and a good example.
A good example. 个人的榜样
personal example
教会的榜样
example of the church
个人怎么样能够在神给我们这样的一个挑战能够顺服主的带领这不是一件容易的事情我也承认我们有我们许多的软弱
to obey the leading of the God is not easy and I admit of my frailties before the Lord
第二我也盼望这个教会能够在这样的一个侍奉的见证里面能够走出一条榜样的路来
and I also pray that in this testimony that we can also set an example for others
那弟兄姊妹也许问我们到底你们要去哪里呢
and you may ask where are we going
94年年底你们的动向是什么
where are you headed
其实这是我们夫妇之间的一段秘密
actually this has been a secret between Mrs. Lee and I
我昨天挣扎了很久不知道要不要今天讲
and I had a long struggle yesterday and trying to decide whether or not I should share this
你们知道本来我们是预备要参加一个差会
We were planning to join one missions organization.
去四年从头学习。
Go there to be trained from scratch.
跟他们学语言，跟他们适应新的生活，就四年的时间就整个放在那里。
And invest 4 years' time just to start from scratch, learning the language and the culture and all.
但是过去4-5年的时间，我们夫妇在这件事情上面一直不能够有协调的一条路出来。
But sadly, we haven't been able to see eye to eye on this in the past 4 years.
我的目标是东南亚。
My goal is Southeast Asia.
师母不知道什么原因，到现在我还不太清楚。她20多年来一直对非洲的福音工作很有负担。
And for reasons unknown to this day, Mrs. Lee has always had a vision for Africa.
我们两个花了很多的时间分享交通讨论有一点点争吵
and we have been spending much time communicating and even quarreling
最后李师母说反正你是丈夫嘛我说妻子就顺服丈夫你去哪里我就去哪里
so Mrs. Lee said you're the husband and I will follow
她说反正你在前面走我就在后面跟
So you'll take the lead and I'll follow.
我说我对夫妻同心同行的看法不是这样。
I said this is not how I view the co co-working of the husband and wife.
我觉得我在圣经里面所看同心，不是说丈夫在前，妻子在后，而是两个人肩并肩一起走的这样的同心的路。
It's not one person leading another in tandem, but us going proceeding side by side.
感谢主，在过去这几个月，我们两个人已经走上相同的一个方向。
And praise God that in the past months we have been more and more walking side by side.
当然，这是我们的计划。我们实在不晓得神是不是就是朝着这个方向带我们走。
Of course, this is our plan, and we're not sure if God will lead us in manifest this plan.
94年底，我们盼望在前面的三四年的时间里面。
And starting at the end of 94, we plan to spend the next 3 years following.
那么我们希望以四个月到半年作为一个单元。
We'd like to allocate four months to a six-month period as a unit.
我们希望到目前有华人宣教士的宣道工厂，我们去跟他们一起配搭。
We'd like to work with on the fish mission field where there are Chinese missionaries.
我们希望在那三四年的时间里面，我们有机会到不同的宣教工厂去学习。
And I'd like to spend these 3 to 4 years in different missions field and learn from them.
那么我们希望从他们的身上有一些学习。
So we'd like to learn from those people.
所以换句话说，我们有三个重点，希望能够放在跟这些宣教士在一起的时间。
And to use our time with them, I'd like to focus on three goals.
第一，就在跟他们生活在一起，跟他们一起观摩，一起学习。
Firstly, is to share and to observe them.
第二，我们能够跟他们一起分担工作。
Second is to share with them in their work.
因为我们知道许多的宣教士，他们非常非常需要同工，跟他们一起配搭。
Because we know that a lot of them are.Eager for the accompaniment of others.
那么第三，他们也需要我们去跟他们陪伴、辅导他们。
And thirdly, they also need company and counseling.
因为今天有许许多多的宣教士，他们在宣教工厂，因为文化的关系，因为个性的关系，有的时候他们家庭有许许多多的问题，而没有人能够帮助他们。
Because today, a lot of missionaries, maybe due to cultural aspects and personal issues, they have many deep-rooted problems in their families.
我们盼望三四年以后
we hope that after 3 or 4 years,
我们累积我们的学习，累积我们的经验
having compiled our experience and our learning,
我盼望我们能够参加一个拆船的一个机构
I hope to join one of the missions organizations.
一方面能够在华人教会推动这个拆船的意向。
One is to promote this vision of mission.
那么一方面，我们盼望能够帮助这些年轻人，让他们真的能够如愿的走上拆船的工厂。
But also to help those people, those young people who have dedicated themselves to really participate in the mission's work.
弟兄姊妹，当我在这样分享这些负担的时候
，As I share with you all of my burdens，
我昨天晚上在准备的时候
，As I was preparing for this last night，
我心里面有一个很强很重的负担
，I feel a very profound burden。
我一定要把我心里面的感受跟弟兄姊妹做一次正式的一个分享和交通。
I must share with you this deep burden of mine。
让弟兄姊妹了解知道我们现在的负担和心情
so that you can understand and sympathize with our burden and our situation
因为我需要弟兄姊妹后面的带导和支持
because what I need is your prayers
留在这里侍奉比较安定虽然有许多侍奉的挑战但是我们就可以一直到在这个地方侍奉一直到年老
It may be more stable to serve inThis area, and we could conceivably serve here until our old age.
当然，弟兄姊妹要聘请一位新的主任牧师，不是一件容易的事情。
And I realize that it is not easy to search for another senior pastor.
但是，弟兄姊妹，起码我们同心的为这件事情祷告。
But let us at least pray for this.
让我们相信这个教会是属于他的。
And believe that this is his church.
他会为他的教会预备合适的同工。
And he will provide for his church.
但是让我们了解我个人在神面前的这个负担和感受。
But at the same time, let us understand my own calling and burden.
原谅我再说一遍，做个宣教士，我不认为是个好玩的事情。
Forgive my reiteration. Being a missionary, it isn't something fun.
我一想到到台北，在雨季、在夏天、在热天的那里的生活，有的时候想想都会很害怕。
But sometimes I shudder at the thought of working in northern Thailand in the monsoon area in the jungles.
弟兄姊妹，原谅我再说一遍，这不是一个好玩的事情。
Forgive me for repeating it. It's not a fun matter.
我相信很多的弟兄姊妹礼拜三都很注意 President Clinton 的这个就职的演说。
I'm sure a lot of you watched the inauguration of President Clinton last Wednesday.
你们知道那天我坐在电视面前，我不知道是不是有很多弟兄姊妹跟我有相似的感觉。
I wonder if you share the same feeling I had sitting in front of the television.
因为这个人不是我投票的对象。
I admit that he was not the candidate I voted for.
心里面有一种很说不出来的一种很不舒服的感觉。
And there were conflict within.
但是神提醒我，
But God reminded me,
圣经要我们为执政掌权的祷告，
that we have to pray for those in power.
不管这个人是你选的，不是你选，
whether or not he was voted by you.
他现在就任作为这个国家的元首，
now he is in power.
你就要学习怎么样谦卑自己，顺服神的带领。好好的天天，如果不能天天，起码衷心的为他祷告。
You have to listen to God's teaching and pray for him obediently.
让我们真实知道怎么样为一个执政掌权跟这个国家的前途来祷告。
So we can really know how to pray for those in power and for the country.
我们要学这个风度。
And this is a temperament that we have to have.
虽然我不赞成这件事情，
even though we may not agree with the matter.
但是看见神带领弟兄姊妹大部分是朝这个方向走，我愿意一起同心的往前走。
But when God is leading our brothers and sisters in that direction, I'm willing to follow.
我用 Clinton 在他的就职演说里面的两句话作为我今天分享的结束。
And I use two sentences in his inauguration as my closing.
好不好？请你念一下，然后我翻成中文。
Okay. In serving, we recognize a simple but powerful truth.
在侍奉，如果说把 serving 翻成侍奉的话，在侍奉上，我们有一个很简单而重要的真理。
We need each other, and we must care for one another.
我们不只是彼此有需要，而且我们更需要彼此的扶持。我觉得这句话非常的宝贝。
I think this is indeed a precious statement.
尤其在当今天早上我们在这里跟大家分享我心里面的一个很重的一个负担的时候。
Especially in light of my sharing with you, my sharing of my burden with you.
弟兄姊妹，我们非常师母和我们全家非常需要教会弟兄姊妹的合作支持。
We really need your care and your cooperation and support.
我们知道在 Clinton 的演讲里面有一个字重复出现很多次，就是 renewal， 就是更新。
And one word repeated many times in his speech, and that was renewal.
那么他提到怎么样更新美国。
And he reminded us how to renew America.
他说了这样一句话。
And he said, to renew America, we must be bold. It will not be easy. It will require sacrifice.
他说更新美国，我们需要勇敢来更新美国，而且需要真正的牺牲。我觉得今天我们在主的面前，不只是让这些政治家在讲牺牲，难道我们今天属主的人，我们不也应该很认真的来看这件事吗？
If politicians can talk about sacrifice, shouldn't we as Christians also have a burden for sacrifice?
弟兄姊妹，我知道今天这样分享是一个开始。
I realize this is a beginning in my sharing.
我盼望我们在今后
And I hope that starting from today,
我们一同来寻求神在这件事情上面的印证和他自己的引导。
We can together witness the realization of his vision before us.
我十分相信圣灵的感动是双方面，不是单方面。
And I am convinced that the working of the Holy Spirit is two ways.
我知道有不少的弟兄姊妹也实在很关切这件事情。
And know a lot of brothers and sisters really care about this matter.
那么我们盼望今后能够在这一方面能够多有一些分享，多有一些寻求。
And I hope that on this matter, starting from today, we can have more sharing.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。